When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Are you doing great? Are you putting furniture together today? Because I am, and it's fucking so fun. Oh my God, I love it so much. Screw this, screw in with your hand. Oh, is your hand made of iron? Or do you have the greatest grip in the history of man? Nice try. Across from me, as always, is Cyrus Amundsen.
I love new Chad. I love the guy that's moved to a city. He's got a little town home. He's out amongst the people again. He's putting together desks. I love it. I love this new Chad.
Not me. I'm going to tell you why. Because here's what I already hate this about living in a city. People say hi to your dog, but they don't say hi to you. That bothers me. They look the dog right in the eye. They get down. They crouch. And they wait till Poe looks at them and they go, well, hi, puppy. And then nothing. Then they stand up. Just normal, right? Mm-hmm. Right eye to eye. And don't say hello to me. I'm not into it at all. I'm going to tell you something else. Yesterday, I found out that there's lots of stuff around me. I'm within walking distance of cookies and hamburgers and pizza and all the alcohol you could ever imagine. So this is going to be rough for me. And look for me getting wheeled onto stage on the new ramp the comedy club has just built because it's in my rider.
It's not even a cool backstory for your episode of My 1,000-Pound Life or whatever that show is.
Yeah,
normally there's a real backstory, and yours is you moved to a place that had many restaurants near you.
Yeah, normally it's like Daryl fell off the roof putting up Christmas lights for his 7 children and loving wife. He fractured his spine. While learning to walk, he decided strawberries weren't for him, but strawberry-flavored Skittles were. He's now 1,012 pounds. And then my story is, hey, Chad looked out his window and saw a hamburger joint and limped over there from his diabetes because he's next to a cookie store.
Chad moved to a restaurant moved next to a restaurant named Red Cow, and now he is one. I can't wait to give you my Christmas gift to you. I know we didn't do the exchange. Go listen to the Christmas episode. It's free. Hay Bales told us to say that. It's free.
Oh, go listen. Go listen. Hold
go,
on.
Go
let
watch
my,
it. Watch it. It's
let me
on
get
the
my
Patreon.
Text. Let me get my text.
Go watch
please,
it.
Please watch the Patreon Christmas episode, Hay Bales.
Yep, there it is. But we didn't exchange gifts. I'm going to give you your gift when you're down here. Okay. And as you know, I have now acquired a golden tea machine.
I cannot be beaten.
I am building we've talked about this with the treats, but it's just getting more and more like, come on into my house, little fella. It's safe in here. I got arcade games. I got candies.
I know, because you like to pretend like it's to make me fatter and to get in my head and all this stuff.
Get on in here, little kids.
But I never asked you for a buck hunter machine.
Come on, kiddos. It's safe in my house. We were at Best Buy. I've been thinking about a golden tea machine.
Touch it. Touch it, but gently. I've got a disease. Touch it.
Practice on the golden tea machine and then come work my bag. So my brother and I went to the Jess. The Jess is down here. Jess and I went to Best Buy to get Jenna's present. And they had a golden tea machine set up. And I said to someone, how much is that? And they looked it up on their phone thing. And they said how much it was. And I go, ugh. And then we walked by it. And Jess goes, he pointed at a sticker on the back of the machine. He goes, what's that number? And it was dramatically lower. Okay. And but it said truck number 3. So we thought maybe that was what it cost to ship it here. So we asked him, we go, is this one for sale? Is that the price? And he goes, oh, that can't be the price. And then he took a barcode from on the front of the game. So we're like, that's for sure not the price. And he went and checked it and came back and he goes, that's the price. And to a 20-something-year-old Best Buy worker, I said, shut the fuck up. And
yes, good for you.
We bought a Golden Tee machine. So when you get here, amongst the many, I'm going to start hosting Golden Tee majors at my house.
Yeah.
My wife's family is here right now with my brother Jess. We will be having the New Year's Eve open. And when you are here in a few weeks with Ethan and some others, we will have another major. And you will have a chance to compete.
Well, the chance to compete, I mean...
The opportunity to compete.
No, I understand what you're saying, but it's like you pretend like these are actual competitions. I'm coming in, I'm winning, because I cannot be beaten in Golden Tee. It's just a fact.
Sure. Well, I'm really jacked, and I can't wait to give you your Christmas gift in person. I'm holding it because I think it's an in-person gift, and
I'm holding mine. I chose not to send mine on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
because I'd like to hand it to you in person, and also because I do not have
you have not you have not bought it.
I have not yet. I don't
I just have to understand mine is going to be moving. It's going to be fucking moving.
Oh,
you want to know what else is moving, Chad? Segway.
Segway alert.
Hot Chad in the city. The I went to that I think that's gonna catch on. I think it's I gotta be honest with you. Hot Chad in the city. Should we make Hot Chad in the city tees?
I don't think so. There's no room for any more songs in my head because of SOCCERMOSFC. Fuck you to mom. Fuck you to mom.
I went to a coffee shop a few weeks ago. It's north of us. I went on an errand, and by errand I went to somebody's house to look at a piece of furniture and got there and thought, they don't want to sell this. They just want to size me up. Not a good situation.
Okay.
Turned it around, came back. On the way back, stopped at a little coffee shop, not a chain coffee shop, little coffee shop, and it had a robot making the lattes and coffees and stuff.
They like an would, actual robot?
It wasn't like, you know, C-3PO or...
It didn't look like a person, but it had arms and it was grabbing the stuff and putting them together.
It was an arm. It was an, okay. Like, they would punch in what the drink was and then the arm would go, grab a cup, move over here, put milk in. It wasn't talking, but no one can see me. Now it's time for coffee beans. Who is this robot? And so I was standing in line, and a person who was in our age range, you know, so somewhere between 38 and 90, he was kind of like, we were both watching this thing, and clearly neither of us have ever seen a robot make a coffee for someone before.
True.
And he just goes, it's crazy, isn't it? And the first words that came out of my mouth were, yeah, it can make coffee, but can it fuck? Like, that's what... And we both laughed really hard. And so now I am trying my best not to go to that coffee shop every single day. And
do the same joke?
And run that joke over.
Dude,
and over.
And that's what makes it a dad joke. It works once, you go back to the scene of the crime, and you try it again. And again and again. That is the definition of a dad joke.
There was this robot that could shoot free throws, and they brought it
out. Hold on. Stop. Wait. Can it fuck?
I didn't get any answers, but I'm going to tell you.
Oh.
You don't move your hand around like that, and its fingers
right.
were in there where they need to be, right? They have an angle ability.
What was it? What was it wearing? What was the robot wearing?
Well, I'll tell you what, that robot's asking for it.
Mm.
Yeah.
What was it wearing?
There was a robot that shot free throws at an NBA game. They brought him out and he like canned free throws at halftime. Mm-hmm. That was part of a halftime show. And I abide by your rule. No swear words at sporting events. Get creative.
Oh my God, do I have to tell you something? Keep going.
That is the only time I think I would have broken that rule, because you would have heard me from my nosebleeds be like, yeah, you're 2 for 2, but let's see you perform some oral, robot. Like, I am, since the moment my dad started talking about sex robots, which was a bummer amount of years ago, like, mm-hmm. he went through a phase, I don't know, a decade ago, where he'd be like, hey, do you know they're, Japan's starting to make sex robots. You'd be like, Dad, we are at a wedding. You don't fucking know that guy. Chill out. Keep this sex robot stuff to your bar buddies. That's a conversation starter.
The scientist that made those robots actually called it Phase 4, the Bruce. And your dad's been penetrated by hot steel. You need to know that. A hot steel injection.
Oh, I think my dad's the sort of guy who penetrates some hot steel. I think you listen to me.
Dude, nobody, I have the video. I have the video.
Nobody talks about having sex with a robot for a decade and doesn't push through some steel.
I'm just going to tell you that the reason he's been talking about it for that long is he took it and he liked it, because I have the video. Check it out on Patreon. We're not going to put that video on Patreon. So I just saw a robot make a hole in one.
Okay.
And pretty interesting. And then it turned around and fucked a Perkins waitress. Also, you should know it's Tiger Woods' birthday today. So just giving it up to the GOAT.
We're big Tiger guys. We're not here.
I'm a huge, yeah.
We're
I'm
not here fan. To tell you about his personal life. We're just here to tell you personally that he's very good at golf. We love Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Also,
this fucking, and you got to keep your porn star secret, because you fucked up the Tiger brand Gatorade, which were the best Gatorades, Tigerade. What are you doing? Keep your fucking affairs private so the Cenex doesn't cancel Tigerade. I mean, it's silly. And of all the things, you let him keep his shoes and all his deals, and Gatorade weaked out because
he
got it into a couple
waitresses?
Well,
the reason they weaked out is because the waitress got Tigerades, and they thought it was too close. They're like, no one's going to buy this if we keep it like this. But Neighbor Getzy has a new special coming out called Hello World, January 31st, and he's moved over from Netflix to Amazon Prime. It's called Hello World, which is a tip of the cap to a Tiger Woods interview right when he came on tour and got a big win. And he mm-hmm. goes, well, hello world. So it's mm-hmm. a tip of the cap to that. But yeah, Tiger's great, man. What are we talking about?
I don't know. We are...
Robots. Sex robots.
Sex robots. We're on sex robots. Robots making lattes and me shouting obscenities at...
Yeah.
That's... You were going to say something about sports, so I should let you do that before I veer off into insanity land. You said you got to tell me something about
sports. Well, here's the thing. I just went to the Minnesota Wild game last night. They played the Dallas Stars. I always like to go. I always
hot
like to cheer as
Chad
loud as I can.
In the city.
That's right. I'm actually doing stuff, you guys. I'm not just sitting around binging an entire fucking show in a day. It's great. So I went to the Wild game, and the people behind us, just nothing but F-bombs, right? And everybody knows the story. If you've been listening, if you listen to my mom's episodes, you know that I come from a woman who does not like obscenity around kids at games. So there was this young gal sitting 2 seats away from me. And finally, I turned around and I go, hey, do you know any other words than the F word? Can you guys drop it down a little bit? And I turned around expecting to see 2 drunk girls that were 20-something. No, no, no. They were 3 drunk women in their 40s. And so...
Probably got there in their fucking SUV.
It was just too much. And so I asked them if they had seen that they're actually taking pictures with old... Since it's the Dallas Stars and the Minnesota Wild. Mm-hmm. I go, hey, they're taking pictures on the other side of the arena, but it's with old North Stars. So I got my picture taken, and I told them that, and then they left, and they were gone for a very, very long time. They were gone for about a period and a half.
That's a good, which they don't even measure stuff by that thing because of their attitudes and ages. They're probably full into menopause.
Yeah, and then I came, they came back, and I said, hey, I was just kidding about the, we didn't find him. I'm like, no, I was kidding. Of course there's not old North Stars here. I thought you would have known that. I thought we were joking around together. Then one of the ladies who's right behind me, who is just like talking the entire game, she looks at her husband and she goes, how much are these season tickets? And he goes, $2 million. And this is in the middle, probably the late second period. He goes, $2 million.
So we're gonna get a good old fashioned. There's some marital stress happening behind you and some sarcasm.
Because for the record, they're not even $10,000.
Yes.
Okay. So he says $2 million, and she goes, what? And she is so mad, and she just starts going, Where did you find that money? This is ridiculous. What? And she's kicking my seat. And he goes, she goes, they are not $2 million. He goes, yeah, these two seats cost $1 million apiece for the whole season. There's $2 million. And she's losing her mind. And she spilled on me. And that's when I turned around and I said, lady, they're not $2 million. I'm not saying people that say ain't smart, but people that say ain't don't know how to use their intelligence to make $2 million. So your husband did not spend $2 million on these tickets.
Was she
drunk? Of
course,
I did not say fuck it. She was so wasted. Everyone in the row behind us was so goddamn drunk. It was crazy. I've never seen people that drunk and they stay at a game. I just don't get it. But $2 million and she bit.
Stupid person.
And she bit.
I bet she drives an SUV, a big one. There
you got
is
troubles? You got troubles?
I don't on the top of my I'm not hinting at it. If you're a middle-aged white woman in SUV, you're an enemy of mine right now.
And I honestly think she may have, because she did have the long hair on top with the over one eye and then the spiky hair on the back, which means what? We've talked about this before.
She's a hairdresser.
I mean, she has kids in hockey, but sometimes goes without her husband and tries to fuck black guys on hockey trips.
Sure.
That is that exact haircut.
And I don't want to get into a conversation. This is just a question because I know where you grew up. Are there a lot of black guys on hockey trips?
No, but there are a lot of hockey trips that go to towns where there are black men.
Yes, okay, gotcha. I just wanted some clarification. I didn't know if when...
And by the way, come at me. Come at me with the DMs, because I will not back off of this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to back off that question, because I don't know if the Fergus Falls team heads up to Detroit Lakes.
I'm not saying it's Fergus Falls. I'm not saying it's anyone in Fergus Falls. What I'm saying...
Yeah, sure. Okay. My question... for you, well, I was in a grocery store and somebody was being very rude, and I'm behind them. The guy is checking out. He's being very, very rude because they're asking for his driver's license to buy the beer he has. And he's not drunk. This is just like he has a suit and tie on, right? And so it's an after work thing, and he is... You could split him in half, and both his halves are well above drinking age. And it is if they make a 19-year-old that looks like this, get him a fucking nap and a hospital bed. And the person behind the counter is just doing their job, and he is being so fucking mean. And there's the person ringing him up, the other person who is the bagger, who's like an adult, kid ringing him up, bagger, adult, manager standing over a little ways away, kind of over by the bank area, you know, like, and obviously the kid's probably new, right? And what are they going to do? Like, no problem. I'll break the rules for you, suit and tie.
Right.
Oh, side note. One of my nephews and nieces, I'm not going to get into which one. He's a narc for the cops.
Get into which one.
I'm not getting into which one. And here's the fun. I got like 17 of them. So you're going to start. And I have never mentioned this person on the show before, so it's going to take a while to get to him. But what they do is, so they're, they want a career in that field. And so one of the things they do right now is they go and they look young. They look young. And so they go in and try to buy booze or cigarettes or stuff at places. And if the person is like, here you go, man, they walk out and then the cops walk in and bust that person. Yeah. So
it's like a secret shopper.
Yeah, we got a like a secret shopper, except you lose your job and probably get your business in a lot of trouble. That sort of secret shopper.
Do you think it's going to be weird when your nieces and nephews start getting picked off one by one?
Yeah, you never
until they get to the right one.
I've got so many nieces and nephews. You can even fucking. I've only talked about like four of them on this show. You know how hard it's going to be to find. They're all over the place. You got no shot at, and you come at one of my family members, you better bring a fucking army, brother. Because just because I got a disease doesn't mean all them others do. And we got a, you better believe we bear arms, Chad.
I picture you so tired of having to buy 17 Christmas presents for nieces and nephews that you just made up that story in hopes that a couple of them would be taken out.
Where was I going with that? Why did we get there? Oh, the grocery store. Okay.
Yeah.
Guy's buying. Kid says no. And he starts being like pretty rude. And the like he just got like attacked. Like, you remember when they threw Scar to the hyenas in Lion King?
Yeah.
That's what it was like. The moment he kind of opened the well for people to respond to him, the kid went back at him. And then the adult bagger, and then the manager walked over, and they all kind of like really went at him. He just left his beer. It's all he was buying. Left it, walked out, and then they kept like fuck, just like blasting this dude as I'm coming up. Good. And so I start blasting the dude to them, and mine is all like, I'm not a part of even his rudeness. They're all talking about his attitude. And I'm like, looks like some fucking B-list banker. Like, I'm just going at him. Like, how's your shitty stocks, you fucking loser? Like, that's the sort of shit talk I'm mm-hmm. doing. Yep. But it made me wonder, do you think, because I would say as the world changes,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, years ago, there was a lot more making fun of people.
Yeah.
And today, more and more, it's like, hey, don't do that. Hey, don't make fun of that group. Hey, don't make fun of this person. Hey, don't make fun of this person for that reason. So there used to be this really wide amount of things, and it's narrowed. And so do you think when something is justifiable, when it's justifiable that you go after someone, do you think we're all just whole? Because it really felt like we all probably spent, I don't know, a month, month and a half, wanting to talk shit to people. We're like, can't say that to them. And then this guy opened the door and we're all like, oh, enjoy your fucking sports car, you small dick piece of shit. Like, do you think we're holding in?
Oh, yes, it's bubbling out. Because here's the thing. First of all, it's only narrowed in public. Let's be very clear about that.
Yeah, you should have seen what Chad said before the show. Hey Bales didn't record it. Otherwise, I would have made it my ringtone. But it was wild.
Wow, you're somehow telling the exact story of what happened, but you said it.
That seems like a believable response someone would say.
Wow, you guys. You know what? Hey Bales was recording, and I hope he clips it, and I hope he sends it to me.
Me too. I'd love to see you release the thing that you said.
Mm-hmm. So
Chad in the city.
I do think that, I mean, you know me, I bubble. The fucking lady that threw the cigarette on the ground, I was ready to straight murder. Yeah. And you're not supposed to murder, but I feel like that was a murder that that a jury of my peers would have been like, yeah, fuck that bitch. Mm-hmm. What an idiot. Yeah. We don't need her giving her genetics, her dipshitty genetics, to anyone else.
Yeah.
So she gone. I think that that's exactly what they would have read. Word for word, they would have read that off the paper. The judge would have.
I think there has to be some sort of, you know, you have that great joke from 100 years ago when you were in your mid-30s about...
That's back when I used to write great jokes.
Yeah, the one about how the, you know, you get to save up your tickets, and then when your son's being a little bitch, stab tickets even.
And you can trade in. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think there's something to some sort of system, you know. I would love, like, if somebody, because we also like to really report people who are mean right now. Like, mm-hmm. that guy, you know, it's not uncommon if, and you know, justifiably so at times. But, like, if somebody does something that's shitty or treats someone like shit, then that person will say it. And then because of the world we live in, we all know it. And then we're like, that guy's a piece of shit. But I would love a people's court version of, like, if something enters the public sphere, I would love to put both those people on a television show and just let us get to know them. And I would love a vote. And now let's be real here, because I don't need to deal with any messages. I'm not talking about, like, horrible shit. You know, I'm not talking about sexual harassment and shit like that. But, you know, like, if you're like, that guy's a fucking dick. You know, this is, you should have seen what he said. Let's put both those personalities on TV and let's let America vote.
Yeah, yeah, because I have one from last night at the Wild game. So here's the deal. Everybody knows at sporting events, you can only get 2 drinks per person because it's the idiot rule, right? You can't be just getting so fucking wasted with just carrying around all this booze. So this one guy wanted a double tequila, and he wanted a beer for his buddy who was in the bathroom. And they go, I can only give you one shot of tequila. And he goes, well, I want a double. And he goes, well, there's only 2 drinks per person. He goes, that would be 2 drinks, the tequila and the beer. And he's like yelling at the guy. And the guy looks at me like, what the fuck? Because they can get fired, right? Just like, maybe this guy was your bitch fucking nephew, narky nark and the funky bunch, telling on people. So he couldn't do that. He wasn't allowed to do that. So I said, hey man, I'm just getting a beer. Do you want me to step over and then he can give you the extra shot because I'm here? And he goes, yeah, that'd be great. And I go, no chance. You're such a dick. Why would I ever help you? You're yelling at this guy and he's giving us alcohol. What are we doing?
Yeah, because that bitch for sure thinks he's right. Like, he's like, give me the fuck. Like, I want that guy to plead his case on TV. And we all just get to text in like we're voting for Mikey Winfield on, you know, America has talent, even though all the other countries are involved. And that's a lie. And you all lied to us and Mike should have won. But I love that we all get to vote. And then there has to be some sort of punishment. Yeah, we need a social interactions court. I guess that's a better way of saying, rather than introducing the idea of people online and big, you know, social interaction court. I would love that. I would really love that.
And I'm into it.
You treat it like an NFL game, you know. So if you're not a fan of the NFL, coaches can challenge 2 plays a game, right? So they have to pull this little flag out of their pocket, this red flag, and they throw it on the field, and that's one of their challenges. So maybe as human beings, once a year, we get a social challenge, and we can throw it at any time we want. And now those people have to go on the show, and we all get to vote. I love it.
There's a campaign of, maybe it's Progressive Insurance. I'm not exactly sure, but they are now doing the challenge.
Not on my watch, brother. I like traditional insurance.
No, this is. So they, who are they insuring? I'll tell you who they're insuring. The L, the G, the B, the Q, the Z. Everybody knows
they
that.
Might even, these motherfuckers might even insure the plus. Not on my watch, brother. Come on down to Skeet McGraw's traditional insurance. Are you married to just one woman and all your kids are going to marry the opposite? Hell yeah, we're going to give you your insurance. Who's this guy? Why did I get
him? I don't know.
I love him.
After you've been in church singing the hymns, praising the one true God, you come down to the basement and you sign up for Skeet McGraw's traditional insurance.
Now listen here, if your neighbor, the one that fucked a walleye, wants to have Progressive insurance, so be it. But you're the sort of man that's going to have missionary sex with his wife on their anniversary. You need traditional insurance. Come on down, brother.
No one can see you, but you're not splitting your teeth. They're staying together. Like, you really wanted to do some sort of character, like, you know, get a dummy little doll.
Yeah, my
up on
my
America's
face
Got
looks
Talent.
Like Jeff Dunham's hand is up my ass right now. Listen here, if you want to get the sort of insurance that this dead fucking terrorist got, you be my fucking guest. But after he crashes a plane into one of the American Icon buildings, I bet you it's not going to be covered at all. Come on down to Skeet McGraw's. It's hurting my cheeks. It's hurting
yeah,
my
tell.
Cheeks. I don't want to do it anymore. But I can't okay. stop. Did you just move to the city with all the fucking weirdos and you're worried you're going to have progressive insurance? And after you eat at Red Cow, you might get stuck in the doorway of your new townhome and it'll crumble on top of you. Get traditional insurance. At the end, he's just falling asleep at the end of the commercial. Just fucking do it, man. Just, I'm sick of all these people that are different. Traditional insurance.
If you're going to get it, I'm tired of just about everything. So I'm going to go down Mexicans.
My wife and I went to Eastern Europe last year, and I gotta tell you, I thought they'd be friendly, but I did not like them. That has nothing to do with anything, but I think I'll stick, I'm gonna stick to Western South Dakota the next few years.
I am turning this podcast off with all this woke
These
bullshit.
These fucking woke shit. Here's what I tell you, I'm going to the comment thread. I'm going to leave a negative review, and then I'm going to go to Cy's other podcast, and I'm going to leave a negative review, and then I'm going to message him on Instagram, because even though I know he is insane enough to check both of the reviews because he's insecure, I'm going to punch him in the face a third time with it in his DMs, and he'll be out thinking of sacrificing his life to the muskrats because he made the mistake of joking about something on the fringes of our society.
Progressive insurance.
Yeah, I think we should do we need to play the other side of it now? Because I can do that. I could do progressive insurance.
I can't wait to hear this voice. Go for it. See you later. I can't
guys,
wait.
Guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, everybody. Everybody. Could you? Everybody. Guys. Hey, everybody. Hey, guys. Everybody. Do you feel like your insurance isn't fair? That's it. That's the whole character.
Oh, I hate that I'm laughing this hard at you because, man, I'm just going to have to live with it for the next couple weeks. But
well, I mean, if we make it to next week, if Hay Bales release what you said before the show, we're fucked.
Dude, Hay Bales got to get me that clip, man. I was just going to keep it to be funny, but I really am going to release it.
Not on my watch, brother. Should we just end the show? Somebody
no,
fire
we can't.
A shotgun. We'll French kiss, and we'll fade off into the sunset.
What if that's how we ended the show? We put the shotgun right half barrel on my chin, half barrel on your chin. We're locked at the lips.
Yeah.
Tongues in each other's mouth.
We have to make sure, though, I think maybe, because I've got a little bit of a wonky nose, you know, I got hit in a basketball game, so I think we could puzzle piece our noses, because the shotgun will work a lot better if we do the ET, like if we do forehead to forehead, but I think we, because of my wonked nose, we can puzzle piece noses and be touching foreheads while we're French kissing.
Interesting. What I would like to try
Who
now
pulls
that
the trigger?
It, me, and I'll tell you why. Because it's in my mouth. Shotgun's fully in my mouth, but you're behind me. So before
oh, this is a whole new situation.
Before it's lights out for you, you're getting a mouth full of my brains.
Okay, so I don't get to kiss you anymore. Now I'm hugging you. Like I'm behind you like we're riding a motorcycle together.
You're behind me like you're trying to Heimlich the gun out of my throat. Boy,
yeah,
you know what? Before the show started, we looked at each other and we were like, I don't have any stories. Me either. And this is what we get.
I have to talk about this. Like, my favorite thing right now, So you know when you're on Instagram and you look at one butt and the next thing you know, it's all butts for days. Because yeah. One butt leads to two butts leads to a few butts, and a few butts is a pattern. And the algorithm says, Cy likes butts, make him a latte, and then watch him look at butts.
But here's the thing.
One T.
It doesn't take many. Because I have looked at 1,000 golf swings,
mm-hmm.
1,000, and I click on one picture of a female golfer's golf swing.
Yeah, what's her butt like?
And all of a sudden, it's just tits and ass, women in bikinis. It's half of my explore page.
Yeah,
and I just don't get it.
Well, it's they have enough research behind to know. We know what the most engaging things on our page are, right? We know if we can suck you into the land of butts and tees, that's where you're going to live for a while. Like if you suck someone in there, you're just scrolling butts, right? I don't think you'd be surprised to find that dogs and butts carry similar weight. Like if you get into the land of puppies, you're going to see a lot of dogs.
It's so weird because I've looked at so many golf swings. And by the way, I checked out Nelly Korda's golf swing. Is she pretty? Yeah, she is. But I was legitimately looking at her golf swing because it's flawless. And
flawless,
then as soon as
just
as soon as
like
I looked
that back end. Come on down, get some of my insurance. That wasn't very traditional though. That was not appropriate. Chad, I'm here to apologize for my most recent commercial where I offended my wife's sensibilities by commenting on the derriere of a female golfer.
Who are you? Are you a politician in the 1600s?
I might be. The character's gone off the rails. So what I was going to say was I was flipping through butts on Instagram and... There is, you know, we've talked about this before, the world of whatever you're into, they got it, right?
Right.
Do you need to see a horse eat Cheetos to come? I promise you, it's out there. Yeah. You can find it. So there is, I came across a woman who, it made me laugh very, very hard. She had a fanny. She was dressed in scantily clad clothes, but she had a fanny pack on.
Okay.
And she went into her fanny pack. And you're thinking, what's in that fanny pack? And she pulls out a handgun, like, and pulls it out, and then, like, pulls the handgun up between her cleavage. So now it's like the handgun is sexually caressing her torso and it goes up through her cleavage and then she puts it up to her mouth and don't do this at home, just a heads up. She really, really licks the gun and I laughed almost until this show started. And okay. I love...
Has this show started?
No, I can't imagine Justin's going to put this out. No. The sexualization of guns, I think it's so funny. I love it so much. I love the things that have gotten sexualized, like cars, you know, where like you're like, that's a cool car. You know what would be better is if a junior college dropout was bent over it in just enough thong to cover her butthole. And
yeah, if we could get Tawny Katane to writhe around on the hood of this car while Whitesnake is singing "Here I Go Again on My Own,"
right?
There I go again. Here, yeah. It has gotten absurd, and I think everything has gotten this. Oh boy, this is going to be a tough one. But I do. Nope, I'm out.
I love it. Good decision. That was a good decision. Don't you go ruining my show before you buy that shotgun, Chad. I think it's so great, but I'm trying to understand where the line in sexualization is drawn in terms of danger, because there's like cars are kind of like macho and dangerous and guns are macho and dangerous and sex sells everything, but it's really synonymous. Right. And I'd love to add sexuality into all the other dangerous stuff. I've decided some people are like, hey, whoa, we're getting too sexual here. And what I'm telling you in this podcast is we need more sex. What are you parachuting out of a car or out of a car?
Were you Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 7?
Parachuting out of a car, yeah. That's, well, on the weekends, me and Garth and Dylan, we head down by the waterhole and we parachute out of the car. We killed Keith 2 years ago, but we didn't think that was much of a reason to stop. A lot of Southern voice come back to the program on this show. People are going to be like, you remember when he didn't have his vocal abilities for a year? Mm-hmm. We felt bad for him, but was that bad for the show?
Well, it might have been because, hey, everybody, it's Moose in the Morning. How's it going? Wow, you pick your poison. Doesn't matter to me. It's either this one or, hey, everybody, what you gall darn doing?
Let's get weird. Like, I don't want, like...
I gotta take a step back. How fun would it be to be on the top of a car? You're Teen Wolf in it.
Teen
right?
Wolf in it, yep.
You're on top of a car. It's going fast. You actually have to hold on. And, you know, there's got to be some sort of handles because you are going 60, 70 miles per hour. But you also have a parachute on your back and you throw that shit up and it catches. How high do you go? That's my question. How high do you go if you are just on a car that's riding on the street and the parachute catches? Does it shoot you way up into the air?
So,
or does
that's what happens,
just smack you on the ground?
That's what happens parasailing when you're behind a boat.
But you're being pulled. Yep. You're being pulled on a rope. I'm saying if you just let it go.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's how your skin gets ripped off your body as a minivan drags you across a city street.
I also think that. But one time I was driving in the mountains and the hawks, I've told you this before, were diving at the windshield. And right before they hit the windshield, they'd spread their wings completely and shoot straight up into the air. So I'm just wondering,
boss hawk,
if anyone is good at physics, please help us.
And by the way, if anyone is good at music, attention, Faka Bear. Attention, Faka Bear. If you could do a Hot Chad in the City rendition for me, that would be great. I need a Hot Chad in the City. But now that the internet is the internet, that thing that happens where we have to pretend like stuff that isn't a thing is like Tide Pods. When everybody's like, kids are eating Tide Pods. Like, no, they're not.
Right.
No, they're not. Fucking stop it. Like, some kids, maybe. And then there's always the mom, the minivan driving middle-aged mom who's like, excuse me, not minivan. If you're a mom, middle-aged mom driving a minivan, fuck yeah. Good for you. I appreciate you. If you're driving a Tahoe and you're the one who crashed into my wife, fuck you. So I think that I just like to imagine back when, because anyone who saw Teen Wolf and saw him surf on top of the car, that was immediately the coolest thing.
Anyone, we did it all the time.
Yeah. Back in that day, if you could have just spread one rumor that some kid fell off, there would have absolutely been moms at school meetings like, we need to do something about the dangerous trends of our high school sons and daughters dressing up like wolfmen and riding on vehicles.
There was a kid named Chris who fell off a car in Fergus Falls and had a little bit of brain stuff.
Okay, now I feel really bad. Maybe
afterwards,
somebody needed to
You don't need to feel bad. And guess how many moms showed up to the school board meeting? Absolutely none of them. None of them at all, because they were busy. Hey, listen to this. So Olivia comes home. She's home from school. Mm-hmm. And I forget, right? I forget what it's like to live with her. I love her to death. Clearly, everybody knows that. But I forget what it's like to live with someone who doesn't have the same cleanliness or punctuality as you, the same sort of schedule. She is slow. She's always slow. And that's tough because when I was all by myself, you know how a pig, if it gets out of the pen, in just 2 weeks, it starts turning back into a wild boar? Mm-hmm. That was me. I was going back to factory settings. I was eating at a normal time. I was, you know, doing all this stuff. So we, Olivia and I go to the gym, we get back. I go, hey, I'm making sloppy joes. It's going to take 10 minutes. She goes, okay, I'll be right down. I'm going to just rinse off. Okay, great. She goes upstairs. 47 minutes later, she came downstairs and she goes, ready to eat? And I go, I ate. And she goes, what? You ate without me? I go, you've been upstairs for 47 minutes. I told you the food would be done in 10 minutes. That's how long it takes to make sloppy joes. 10. You were up there for 47. That's crazy. And she goes, well, I mean, I don't know. You eat alone all the time. And that's sad for me. So I thought it'd be nice if you had a chance to eat with someone. I go, it's sad that I eat alone. It's not sad. I fucking love it because no one bugs me. I get to eat what I want. There's no like, I don't like chicken. Chicken breasts are dry. I don't have to listen to that shit. I eat what I want. I think about what I want. It's fun. Do I want to sit and talk to my daughter? I do. But not after 47 minutes. I'm fucking hungry. We just got back from the gym. So please. And she goes, well, I didn't know it took that long. What did you think I was making? Thanksgiving? Get the fuck down here. I was making sloppy joes. I'm browning hamburger. That's it. It was the craziest shit. So then she starts crying.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And she goes, I can't believe this. I'm not even menstruating right now. Isn't that wild that periods fuck up women so badly that even when they're not around, they still get top billing?
Sure. Yeah.
So she's having trouble. She's trying to get back into my schedule, all of this stuff. And she starts crying one more time because here's what happened. I got up the morning of the 27th when I'm celebrating Christmas with my family. I get up at 5:30. I drive on roads that I'm not supposed to be driving on because travel is not advised. Mm-hmm. I go 1 hour to Moorhead, Minnesota, which is a sister city of Fargo right on the border. I go to Menards. And I pick up an electric fireplace, right? My mom sent my sister and I a picture of this, and she goes, I think I'd like this. I'd even be willing to clean up the corner in my living room to make it fit. And I remember it. I don't even respond. I just remember she sent this 4 months ago.
Nice.
And I order it, and I finally gets to Menards. I go 5:30 in the morning to pick it up so I have it. We're opening gifts. Everything's going great. I'm jazzed. I'm a little nervous because I'm excited about this gift.
Sure.
We're all done. I go, Mom, why don't you put your shoes on? There's something else in the car. So she comes down. I slide it out, have her look at it. And she looks at it really weirdly. And I go, well, maybe she doesn't remember. She's getting older. Maybe she doesn't remember she asked for this. She fucking bought one.
No.
She already had it.
No.
In the house. And she goes, I go, well, I'll just bring it in because I have to go to Minneapolis in a couple days and I don't want it sitting in the car. And she goes, you're never going to get that in. It took two grown men. They had trouble with it getting it into my house. I just fucking rage grabbed it and brought it into my house. Everyone's scattering because they can just feel the heat coming off of me. I fucking throw it on the ground, and definitely something came off of it because it clanged after it bounced. It clanged again, and I was like, yeah, something just broke off of that. So anyways, I have an unusable electric fireplace, and I might just, you know what? I might just keep it right where it is every time my mom comes over and be like, remember that shit? Do you remember that shit?
I think you should bring it up to your new townhome in the city, and it's just, you know, it'll be something you sell off when you've spent all your money on treats, and you need to.
I can't believe I'm gonna have to pawn a broken fireplace to go get more cookies. Oh God.
I don't know if she
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.